Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel, and we're up to Sif Gimel. In the next coming Sif, and today, as well as tomorrow, the Shulchan Aruch is going to basically go through a number of different possibilities of kashering the sukkah that is taller than 20 amos. Now, we learned yesterday that as long as the interior of the sukkah is not higher than 20 amos, the sukkah is kasher, even if the structure itself is taller than 20 amos. Now, in this Sif, Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss two possible methods of reducing the inside. And in this Sif, the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss two possible methods of reducing the inside of the sukkah to lower than 20 amos. It's going to be talking about hanging, let's say, things like tapestries, things like it from the sukkah, in order to lower the height of the sukkah from the inside. And this could only be effective if the item that one hangs from the schach for this purpose is itself valid schach, as in the case of the previous Sif, where like brush, right, chutzin hangs down to within 20 amos. And the other option is to cover the floor of the sukkah to raise the ground level and thereby bringing the inside area of the sukkah to less than 20 amos. And now whether this is effective or not will depend on, we'll see, two factors. One is it indeed reasonable to view the item that one is placing on the floor as part of the ground? And two, does one indeed intend for it to remain there as part of the ground? Those are going to be the factors. Now let's see. If you have a sukkah where the interior airspace is higher than what 20 amos, and therefore should be possible. But what did he do? And he hung like different types of noi sukkah in there, ornamental items. He hung it from the schach, and therefore it reduced its interior airspace. Like you put tapestries there. Lo havi miyut. That's not going to be considered something that's going to reduce the area legabe, that the interior airspace until the schach is going to be 20 amos. You're not going to be able to get it down to that height by just putting some type of noi sukkah, a layer of noi sukkah or tapestries below. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan zayin lo havi miyut. This is so even if the noi sukkah provide more shade than sunlight, like if you had like tapestries across. The reason is that this is not, noi sukkah is not a type of schach. He decorated it with what? Like he decorated with tapestries, curtains, and things. Some say that even if one reduced it by means of what? Of, let's say, greenery or flowers, that would be kosher for schach, it's also not going to be a miyut. Why? If he put it there merely, according to these opinions, if he put it there and he hung them up merely for the purpose of decorating the sukkah and not for the purpose of providing shade, doesn't have the status of schach, we'll see coming up in Tuf Reish Lamed Hey, right? Basically, the idea is that, once again, fabrics and things like that, they're not valid for schach. They're not kosher schach. They don't pass the sukkah because it can be hung in the sukkah as noi sukkah. But they can't serve as actual schach of the sukkah, and therefore the validity and the kashrus of the sukkah will depend on the schach itself. And if that is higher than 20 amos, the sukkah is going to remain possible, even if with the tapestries it's going to be 20 amos. That's in terms of the noi. Now, this extra chiddush, that even if you use kosher schach as your noi, it still wouldn't go ahead and lower the inner part of the sukkah to 20 amos, because it wasn't put l'shem schach, it was put l'shem noi. It wasn't put there to provide shade. Shulchan Aruch, when he refers to Sif Siman, he refers here to Siman Tafresh Lamed Hey, where the Shulchan Aruch there paskin that schach is only kosher if it was placed over the sukkah for the purpose of providing shade. And therefore, even though greenery and flowers can serve as schach, in the case where they were put up only to decorate the sukkah, but not for the purpose of serving as schach, these opinions are saying they'll be possible since they were put up with the proper, right? They were not put up with the proper kavana l'shem schach. Okay? Now, the Bar Halacha points out that this chumrah only has basis if the greenery and flowers had in fact originally been put up solely for decoration, with no intent for them to serve as part of the schach, meaning it's purely for noi and not l'shem schach. We now move weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Now we come to the other scenario, where if a person reduced the height of the sukkah inside by means of pillows and cushions, lo havi miyat. This is not going to be considered a reduction of the height of the sukkah. Afilu v'afilu bitlam. And this is so, even if he basically was mevatel them and he relegated them to remain there as part of the ground, still not considered to have reduced the height of the sukkah to 20 amos. Let's see the Mishnah Berura. Sif katam ches miyata bekarim shenasan osam bekarkoisi lagbia bekarkoyasel lagbia. He placed them on the ground of the sukkah, these pillows and cushions, in order to raise the ground and thus reduce the sukkah, the inside height of the sukkah. Sif katam ches lo avi miyat. It's not considered reduced, even if he what? He relegated them to remain there. He's mevatel them to the floor. Why? Because his intent to render the pillows and cushions as part of the ground is totally discounted because it conflicts with the thinking of most people. That's the idea of butla daito etzel kol adam, which is a principle that in order for one's das to have halachic significance, it must be objectively sensible. So for example, in our case, he wishes to view the ground as if it were raised on the basis of his decision to leave cushions there as part of the ground. It's not going to be effective, okay, here, because it's not viewed by most people as a sensible reality. They don't view cushions and pillows in the dirt and consider them as part of the ground. So therefore, his intent to render them so as batel to the ground is meaningless, and they cannot attain that status. And he explains further what's the basic reason why it's not sensible. What's the reason why both of Dait like to call Adam here? Because no one would squander his property by leaving his pillows amongst dirt and stones and relegating them to remain there. This is basically the approach of the Rebbe Hananel and the Meiri. The Be'er Halacha actually discusses the implications of this explanation. Let's move weiter here. Sif Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch continues discussing methods now in Sif Dalid of reducing the interior height of a sukkah to 20 amos. But no, now he's no longer going to deal with karim ukesasais, pillows and cushions, okay? But rather, he's going to discuss placing straw or earth on the ground of the sukkah in order to raise its height. Now, these items could sensibly be used as flooring. Therefore, they can be viewed as raising the ground and reducing the interior height of the sukkah. But the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin, as we're going to see, that this will only be effective if he indeed designates the straw or earth to remain there as part of the ground. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berura are going to discuss very important nekudos and pratim of this, you know, designation of this yichud. So he says like this, Dalin. If he reduced the height of the sukkah with straw, and he was mevatel, he relegated it to remain there as part of the ground. This is considered reduced. And needless to say, if one placed down earth and relegated it to remain there as part of the ground, also it's going to be effective. That's obvious. Okay. Aval stam eino miyot. However, one placed it down without any specific intent. Afilu ba'afar. It's not going to be considered reduced even with earth. Aval stam eino miyot. It's not going to be considered reduced. Afilu ba'afar ad sheyivat ledu b'peh, until he verbally is mevatel it, relegates it to remain there as part of the ground. Let's see the Mishnah Berura. Sif katam yud miyata b'teben. He went ahead and what did he do? He went ahead and he reduced the height of the sukkah with straw. It's considered reduced, he says. Aval b'sheshetach tfu al gabe kakalo mahani afilu kishu v'batlam. However, spreading grain over the ground, that's not going to work, not going to be considered batel, even if he's mevatel it to remain as part of the ground. Because here, once again, it's batel daitel eitzel kol adam, as we see with pillows and cushions. People would not leave their grain in a place where it would be trampled and ruined, the Sharatim points out. So, since to most people's minds, grain cannot be sensibly viewed as part of the ground, this person's decision to view it as such, like karm ksasais, is going to be meaningless. But he was mevatel the straw. Really, he relegated it to be part of the ground. So he says, see, ayin la'el simen shin nun ches sifbeis. Plukti b'zeis, check out shin nun ches in sifbeis, a machlokas in this. Shulchan Aruch there discusses the halachas of karfeif, which is a large enclosure that was not made for residential purposes, but rather for storage or the like. And the Chazal treated such an area as a karmelis, and a person not allowed to carry for more than dal amos in this area. So in order to permit carrying in such an enclosure, it would have to be re-enclosed for residential purposes. However, the Ramah there, he has a method of dismantling and rebuilding the walls for residential purposes without actually breaking them down. What he could do is he could pile earth alongside the walls to raise the ground next to the walls. Raising the ground next to the walls effectively reduces the height of the walls. So then one raises the ground, because what he's doing is he's raising the ground until the height of the walls is reduced to less than 10 tefachim. At this point, they lose their status as walls. Subsequently, you can then go ahead and remove the earth, restoring the walls to a height of 10 tefachim. This will rebuild the walls anew, and he does so with intent to now use the area for residential purpose, and therefore the walls have been built anew for residential purposes. Ramah there brings out a machlokas as to how long a person has to intend to leave the earth next to the wall in order for it to be viewed as part of the ground. So he says there, Yesh omen dafka kishu mevatel la'olam. There are those that say only if he's mevatel it there forever, he has to mevatel it there forever. Others there are mekel, right? Yesh mekilin d'dayik kishu mevatel la'olam oisei Shabbos. Others are mekel. Okay, it's sufficient to relegate it to remain there for that one Shabbos that he's pulling off this shtick, legabe the karfeif there. So he goes as follows. So to hear, so to hear, regarding Sukkah as well, according to the second opinion, it would be okay to relegate the earth or straw to serve as part of the ground for the entire duration of Sukkahs without moving them from their place. And he says, right? And he said the Achronim are makel regarding this. And the Sharatzian considers the makel approach regarding Sukkah a shtickle chiddush. Because with respect to the Karfeif, that's the Rabbanan. With respect to Sukkah, it's Dairaisa. And we know that a Sukkah is possible in Atayra until it really has been effectively reduced to 20 amas. So the Sharatzian suggests that perhaps there are other approaches to be makel. Tisus holds that according to Dairaisa, anything at all that is set down on the floor, even temporarily, effectively reduces the height of the sukkah. Check out there, Shabbos, Ibra Maskel Paris, Kuf Amal Aleph. And therefore, according to this approach, the requirement for one to intend to leave it there more permanently is really only with the Rabbanan, and therefore the question of how long can be treated l'kula, like by Shabbos. Now, it should be pointed out that many achronim are actually machmir. In fact, Mr. Gru himself states over there, Shin Ayin Beis Sif Katan Kuf Chav Dalet, that one can be makel with regard to Elachas of Erevin since it's Midrabanan. That implies that he would not be makel with respect to what? To Sukkah. And basically, the Mr. Gru's intent seems really not to be makel here based on this in a conclusive way, just to present the makel dika leaning of the Afronin. This is what some poskim want to tie up. Okay, anyway. Zivkot and Yudbeis, Harei Zemiyot. Again, if he's mevatel de'el o'ilam, totally fine, according to everybody. הרי זה מיר, ואין צריך לנניה השכח בחדש אף על גב לפסולה היסה קודם שמיית גבה, וכדמוכח לאל סימן תרפש חפבב, סיף בייס דאגה אין שם. An additional chiddush here that Mr. Brewer points out is that he's not going to need to go ahead and shake the schach again. He could just be mamayit, even though the sukkah was pasul before its height was reduced, as we see, as we saw earlier in Tuf Reish Chaf Vav Sif Beis in the Ramah there, where the Ramah basically states that the requirement to replace the schach of a sukkah that was usually built in a pasul state applies only if the schach itself was pasul at the time that it was set down. But the schach itself was not pasul, and the psul was due to some other reason, then once the sukkah is rendered kosher, the schach is valid as is, and therefore in our case, where the schach itself is kosher, and the psul is due to the height, there's no need to replace the schach once the height of the sukkah is corrected. Okay? Now, the basic understanding of this is that the height, according to the Mishnah Berurah here, the height of more than 20 amos is not a psul in the schach. Now, the truth is, this is actually a machlokas rishonim, with some actually understanding that schach positioned higher than 20 amos is actually a psul in the schach. Okay, so the poskim and the chronim, they deal with this seeming difficulty, and they try to explain how even according to the Rishonim, that schach placed higher than 20 amos is basal schach, would still be able to be kashered this way. Big tires. But I ain't shum. Now, again, the issue here is why wouldn't this be, you know, tasev alom and asui? And he's saying it's not going to be a tasev alom and asui. You would be able to go ahead and be memayit and lessen the area below without having to place the sach down again or shaking up the sach. You just kasher it by being mubato, more ground to it. Siv katam yud gimel ad sheyivat lena bepeh. So he has to verbally bimvatel it. He has to verbally relegate it to remain there as part of the ground. So the ayin lael simin shin ayin beis sif tazayin shabruah sif katan chuf aleph the h omim shigam bebitul belev sagi points out there that there are achronim that actually say that relegating it in one's mind without not bepeh is going to be okay. This happens to be the opinion of Rabbi Chananel, the Ritva. The Ritva explains that even though for most halachic purposes we say varim shabalevi and varim. That applies only when halacha requires a person's statement in order to create an effect, a chalais, like by a neder. But when a statement is needed, okay, like to create a chalais, then it's not going to work through his lane. But viewing the earth as part of the ground does not really require a statement. It's just a reality. It's the way he views the reality. And if in actuality this earth is going to remain there, it's considered a part of the ground. And therefore, all that is necessary is really a firm decision to leave it there. And therefore, you don't need to articulate this decision. The Mishnah Berurah continues on, Kasu Acharon da'asa l'mata b'yamtif. David came by him. Acharon write that it's also to actually reduce the height of a sukkah on yamtif, since it's similar to basically constructing, as, you know, we saw, the Yod, Shemesaket ha'sukkah b'zeh ha'mashira. Also, what he's doing is he's doing tikkun of the sukkah to kasher it, which is also going to be aser. Kaida as, like by a hadas, by kashering hadas that we saw there in Tuf Resh Mem Vav.